Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
The only cartoon show that comes with a double your money back guarantee.
Garfield, it's for you.
Pour moi? Maybe it's those pizzas I ordered last Tuesday. Takes a long time to fill one of my orders. Aw, no pizzas.
My Garfield cat.
You got him.
This is for you. Bye.
Dear Garfield cat, so-and-so-and-so-and-so, you are ordered to appear before the kitty council tomorrow morning at sunrise. Ah, shucks, I thought I'd won something. Oh, well. The kitty council? Oh, no. Oh, not the kitty council. I'm doomed. I'm doomed.
Oh, Garfield, dessert is on the table.
I'm doomed. Boy, am I doomed. We're talking doomed here.
It looked like Garfield.
Huh? I'm so doomed, I hardly have any appetite. I am one doomed pussycat. Might as well get it over with.
Of the Kitty Council is now called to order. Send in Garfield Cat.
I don't want to go in there. No!
Come forward, Garfield Cat.
Hey, you could just say, take a seat.
Garfield Cat, you have been charged with conduct unbecoming a cat.
Me? Little old me?
Garfield, how many mice have you eaten this week?
This week? You mean this week as opposed to last week?
How many mice have you eaten this month? This year?
I don't really care for mice. I usually prefer lasagna. And...
how many mice?
None. I've never eaten a mouse.
Have you at least tormented dogs and caused them misery?
Oh, yeah, that. I've done a lot of that. Dogs hate me. No, Odie, down. Stop. Stop. No.
It's a dog.
Is that dog your friend?
No, he can't stand me. I torment him all the time. I kick him off tables. Please, please, you gotta give me another chance. I know I haven't behaved like a normal cat, but I can change. Just one more chance.
One moment. We must confer. Garfield, we have decided to give you one more chance.
I won't let you down.
You have 1 hour to find a mouse, catch it, and eat it.
I'm toast.
And bring it back here so we can see you eat it.
Yes, your catness will do. What am I gonna do? Odie, you were no help whatsoever. Not that you ever are. I have to find a mouse and eat it. I don't even know how you do that. Pizza, Chinese food, ribs. Nope, no mice restaurant with home delivery. Oof. You are still no help. I have to find a mouse. I guess I'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Any mice in there? Yoo-hoo! Mice, where are you? You don't understand. My cathood is at stake. It's no use, Odie. I've looked everywhere. Alleys, junkyards, cheese stores. I even got thrown out of Disneyland.
Hiya, Garfield.
Hi, Floyd. My hour is almost up. I guess I have to go turn in my whiskers. Floyd! Floyd! You're a mouse?
What a newsflash. I may be a mouse, Garfield, but I can't live on one guest shot on the show each season. My agent dropped me. He told me to go to your old actor's home with Cactus Jake and Binky.
Well, I've got a role for you now. Come with me.
Yeah, is it a juicy part? Because, you know, I have real good taste.
Boy, I hope so.
So, Garfield Cat, you found a mouse.
Psst, where's my script? I want to make sure I get it down.
So do I.
Shh.
Yes, I, Garfield Cat, have found a mouse.
Fine. Now let's see you eat it.
Yeah, let's see you eat it, Garfield. That'll be good. Let's see you... Garfield, you wouldn't. Not you.
No, I can't do it. Not even to a cameo guest star. Do what you want with me, but I can't do it. I can't eat a mouse. Especially not my friend Floyd.
Your friend? This mouse is your friend? We are all very disappointed in you, Garfield. And it is our duty to...
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know what this thing is all about, but this is quite a cat here.
He doesn't eat mice. He's nice to that puppy dog. What does he do that makes him worthy of the name Cat?
Nothing.
Oh, you're a lot of help.
No. I mean, he does nothing. He sleeps all day and all night.
A cat is supposed to sleep all day and all night. The average cat sleeps 19 hours a day.
Only 19?
Don't you ever watch the show. 19 is a short nap for Garfield. He can snooze through a 3-day weekend.
How does he get food if he sleeps so much?
He's got his owner trained to send out for pizza. Chinese food. Look at that. Cheeseburgers.
I think we see now why you don't eat mice, Garfield.
Would you with Italian food in this world?
Please accept our humblest apologies. The case against Garfield Cat is dismissed.
Floyd, I owe it all to you. I'm sorry I even thought of eating you.
Yeah, that's okay. You was in a jam.
How can I make it up to you?
Well, you could have me on the show more often.
Don't push it. John is sending away for a book. It's called Help for the Hopelessly Incompetent.
I think the stamps are defective.
Just in time, too.
Nice ball.
He was. Like, that's one mean puppy you got there, man.
Yeah, the fence in the yard is broken, so I'm putting Brutus in this shack until it's fixed. Bo, would you do me a favor and go get me the hammer?
Like, no problemo, piggo. One hammer coming up pronto, man. Hiya, ducko. How are you? Answer me later. I gotta get Orson a hammer, man.
Oh, worry, oh, dread. Oh, dread and worry.
There he is. Oh, this is too easy.
Oh, dread and worry and fear and terror. Dread, worry, fear, and terror.
Quick, soldier! The rebel forces have fired on Fort Sumter. The Civil War is starting.
Civil War?
That's right, and it's up to you to get to President Lincoln and tell him. I'd go myself, but I have to march through Georgia.
Leave it to I, General. I shall tell President Lincoln at once. Help! Civil War! Help!
Oh, it's too easy.
Help! war between these states. Help!
Hey, Duck, watch it! If you don't watch where you're going, you can get into a lot of trouble. Hey, what's going on here?
I hope I can recognize President Lincoln. Oh, I wish I had a $5 bill. Help! They fired on Fort Sumter. They...
You are about 130-something years late, General. You're going to get in trouble with these jokes someday, Roy.
What's going to happen to me? Someone going to throw a bag over my head and drag me away?
Maybe.
Ooh, I'll get you, worm!
Hey, Booker, not through my garden.
Sorry, Orson. I just have a lot of worm hunting to do before it gets dark. Whoa, got dark sooner than I expected. Hey, here's your hammer, Orson. Orson? Roy, have you, seen where Orson went?
Whoa, better still, man. Have you seen where you went? Lanolin? Booker? Man? Anybody?
What a terrific idea, brothers.
Yeah, we lock them all away somewhere.
And everything on the farm is ours.
Okay, so, everyone left. Well, might as well get a little reading. pretty exciting cartoon, huh?
Hey, wait, no. Don't change the station. Put that remote down, dude. I'll think of something.
Oh, let's see. What am I going to do, man? What to do?
Hey, I know.
Okay, let's see. I need a script. Here's Orson's version of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Here's one where Wade thinks the eyes on the potatoes are watching him. Oh, wait, man, here we go. This was going to be next week's episode, but this is, kind of an emergency thing.
Okay, now, I'm going to try and do all the parts, so, give me some slack, okay, man?
Well, another nice day on the farm. I think I'll find a book to read. I'm playing Orson, man. I hope nothing interferes with my book reading.
Oh, help, Orson! Help to the fifth power! Roy just told me that there are monsters inside the donut holes.
Oh, he did he? Well, I'll get to the bottom of this. Roy, where are you?
I'm right here! I'm just watching Bo and Lennon having another argument.
Oh, that's like me, man.
What do you mean I'm always disagreeing with you?
You always disagree with me, sis.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
All right, have it your way. You don't.
That's what you think.
Listen, man. Wait a minute. I lost my place in the script.
Well, get on with it, Bo.
Hey, give me a break, sis.
One craven duck.
One craven duck.
One runty brother.
One runty brother.
One worm-chasing chick.
One worm-chasing chick.
One loud-mouthed rooster.
One loud-mouthed rooster.
Hey, you don't have to get judgmental.
One disagreeable sheep.
One disagreeable sheep.
One agreeable but slow sheep.
One agreeable but... we're short a sheep.
Uh-oh.
You were supposed to bang that sheep.
You were supposed to.
Let's forget whose fault it was.
Even though it was yours.
And just go back and get him.
Right.
But it was your fault.
It was your fault.
Yours!
Come on, all of you.
We have to get back there.
Let's hop to it.
Oh, joy. A 10-mile sack race. What fun.
Orson, you have got to do something about Roy here. Help!
Hey, here comes Booker chasing another worm.
Oh, no. I got to play a worm now?
The sheep is around here someplace.
Because you didn't catch him.
You were supposed to catch him.
There he is.
Boy, I wish we had some other actors in this episode.
I'll get you, you worm!
What's he doing?
I think he's doing Booker.
Let's get him!
Bo is our only chance.
My brother's in trouble!
My arches are falling.
Well, Orson, what are you going to do?
I don't know, Roy. Oh, look, here comes Garfield.
Oh, no, like a cameo guest star?
Like, where's the lasagna? I just kicked Odie off the table and...
Hey, where did the sheep go?
He went, like, into the shack.
He can't get away from us.
Bo, my brother's
in... Relax, man. Situation's under control.
Okay, sheep. You are coming with us.
That's not a sheep.
Nice going, brother.
A sneaky idea.
Worthy even of me.
Except that now I've got to go catch the bull.
Hey, like, no problem, man.
All right, pilgrims. We got us a roundup, Sargento. Yeah!
Mr. Hofstetter, you've been charged with robbery, vandalism, and impersonating a cow. How do you plead? 90 days. Bailiff, call the next case.
The State versus Irving Burnside, Your Honor.
Mr. Burnside, you're charged with a number of crimes
here. It was that cat, Your Honor.
A cat?
Yes, the cat. He did this to me. Everywhere I look, every place I go, that cat.
Mr. Burnside, maybe you'd better start at the beginning.
The beginning. Like there was this one time I was just barbecuing in my backyard. Hey, Alice, how do you want your burgers?
You better make them rare, just in case that Arbuckle's cat is around.
Burgers!
Need salt!
I want my barbecue back!
All yours.
Whoa! Whoa! Ay-yi-yi! Wow, that's hot! Whoa! Whoa! Ay-yi-yi!
So that explains this ticket for speeding and reckless driving on a propane grill.
It was that cat, Your Honor. But you ain't heard the worst of it. There was this one time he comes to my door dressed like a little kid in a cat suit.
Trick or treat.
Oh, hi, kid. I'll get you some candy. Here you go. You don't like it? Wait, I got some cookies. Here you go, chocolate chip cookies.
Whoa!
What do you want, kid? The only other thing I got in the house is my wife's roast beef, mashed potatoes, and cream corn.
Tell me one more time, Irv. What did you do with the dinner I made?
Well, honey, the kid was crying, and I still ain't figured out how he done it.
Well, tricks like that do happen on Halloween.
Yeah, but this was April 9th, Judge. But wait, you ain't heard the worst of it. One night, I decides to walk down to Vinny's on the corner to get a pizza. Soon as I'm out of the house, the cat repaints my front door another color. Not only that, he changes the number on my house. The result is, when I comes back, hey, this ain't my house. And while I'm trying to figure that one out, well, I spent the next 3 hours trying to find my way home.
This must be how Italian bats dine.
And when I got home, I found I had an empty pizza box.
Mr. Burnside, have you ever considered talking to the cat's owner?
Why, sure have, Your Honor. I went to see this Arbuckle guy, and I was so reasonable with him.
No,
yourself, please, Mr. Burnside.
When I get my hands on you, Arbuckle...
I know my cat is a little hungry.
Poland could live for a year on what your cat eats.
Mr. Burnside, don't I have a choice?
Sure. What hospital do you want to be taken to?
Look, I'm sorry about my cat. Why don't you take your wife out to a fancy dinner? On me.
Well, I tries to be reasonable. That's fair. So he suggests I take my wife to Café Parisien or Parlez Vous. You know, one of them fancy Frenchy places where they charge for the water.
Oh, this is so nice, Irv. What a lovely surprise.
For madame, the beef bourguignon, and for the monsieur, the roast leg of lamb. Bon appétit.
Well, this place was so fancy, they even had this guy walking around playing violin music. Hey!
Some people just don't appreciate good music.
That was the last straw. I was determined to find that cat. Everywhere I goes, there he is. I can't take it anymore. Hey, pal, have you seen a cat? Yeah! I gotta get to a hospital. Taxi!
Yeah, where to, pal?
Yeah! No matter which way I looked, there he was. Garfield's to the left of me. Garfield's to the right of me. Yeah! These police came and took me away. And they both looked just like the cat. And the booking officer. Nonsense! But, Your Honor, I...
Jury, have you reached a verdict?
Guilty!
For not giving all your food to that cat, I sentence you to life in prison.
Life in prison? You can't! It's that cat's fault! That cat! That cat! It was that cat! That cat!
Irv! Irv, wake up! You're having a nightmare!
Huh? What? That cat! Oh, oh, baby, you don't know! What a nightmare! That cat!
Will you jump in the shower and I'll make you some breakfast?
Wow! It was just a bad dream. A pretty stupid bad dream, too. So, what are you gonna make me for breakfast?
How about some lasagna?
Some lasagna?
Mom told me not to marry him. But did I listen?